and it is a Wednesday. That means we're talking with Reed Reinbold, who works at the Ottertail County Sheriff's Office. And Reed, thanks for joining us again. Great to see you.
Good to see you too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, the last time we talked, we hoped the weather would be a little bit better, and I think we got all we hoped for.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And driving around this morning on the roads, kind of what's your report?
Well, the roads are good. The road conditions are good. Lots of melting snow. Some of our township roads are starting to come underwater, and we just have to use caution when we're driving around the water.
All right. Reed, anything else going on with Ottertail County Sheriff's Office?
Yeah, I was hoping to, as we're starting to look at summer, looking forward to summer, I was hoping to call attention to a couple of our non-sworn positions in our office, non-officers. One of them is our Ottertail County Sheriff's Posse. And that's made up of volunteers. We have about 15 to 18 members of our sheriff's posse. When you start with our posse, you get sworn in by the sheriff, and they help us out. Last year, they did over 800 hours of volunteer service for the county. They help out at the East and West Ottertail County Fairs. They help out at various city events and events throughout the county. They'll come out and they'll help us on certain scenes. They might sit on a fire scene while we're waiting for a fire marshal to come. They've sat on plane crashes for us while we're waiting for people to come and investigate. So they're just, I don't know what we'd do without them. Certainly a awesome group of dedicated individuals.
Yeah, and what you mentioned kind of the responsibilities and some things they do. What makes a good member of the Ottertail County Sheriff's Office Posse?
Sure. Well, you have to enjoy dealing with the public. It's a great opportunity to get out and give back to the community. Not all, but many of our members are retired. Some of them, you'll see them in our parades with the horses, but not everybody. You don't have to be a horseback rider to come and be in our posse, but you have to enjoy dealing with the public, because that's primarily what they do. Is they'll get out and they'll help with traffic, they'll help with parking, they'll help with people with questions at our fairs and our events.
Yeah, and you know, riding on horseback isn't a requirement, but also if you're going to be a member of a posse, you know, it sounds
right.
A little cooler, and you get to ride on the horse, and yep, you get to be a part of that. So, Reed, anything else? I know you had a couple other things you wanted to bring up as well.
Sure. So we're starting to gear up for, you know, the summer fishing season and our boating season, and so our water patrol is another division that the sheriff's office has that was made up of non-sworn individuals, and it's just worked out that normally we've had teachers come in and do it for us, either active or retired teachers. We have 7 spots, and we're actually looking for somebody, so we're hiring if you're interested in coming out and spending your summer in a boat and interacting with the public. That's a great opportunity. Our water patrol takes that real heavy education versus enforcement stance. So they'll go out, they'll make contact with boaters and water, you know, jet ski users and stuff, and they'll talk about boating safety and make sure they have their life jackets. They'll do different presentations for our lakeshore associations. They stop at the resorts, make sure their permits and equipment are up to date. And it's just a good summer job, a nice break for people that like to be outdoors.
And, you know, you mentioned that, the enforcement versus education aspect of it, and these people more leaning into that education. How important is that to not only obviously make sure people are educated on the law, but to build that trust between the public and the sheriff's office?
Oh, it's so important. You know, we understand that, you know, Ottertail County's population almost triples in the summer because of our summer tourism, our lake cabin owners that come up and spend the summer. And we have over 1,000 lakes in Ottertail County. So it's so important that they just get out there and encourage people to be safer and just work with them to help keep everybody safe.
All right. And as we talked about with a posse member, what does the ideal person look like in this position where you're talking about with the summertime and helping out in that outdoor aspect?
Sure. So our ideal water patrol officer is somebody, again, that likes to interact with the public, that's friendly, that's outgoing. It helps if you have knowledge of boats, but we'll train you. If you don't, we'll get you to some classes and get you trained up. But it just, you have to be available because a lot of it is during the weekends, because that's when our busiest activity on the lakes is during the weekends. So, you know, you usually end up working 3 out of the 4 weekends a month. And as long as you're willing to do that, it's a great job.
Get to be outside, get some fresh air, and do all that fun stuff. So yeah. never a bad thing to get your spend your time doing. And Reed, if anybody is interested in either the Posse or the Water Patrol Enforcement, where can they go to apply for these? Who do they get in contact with?
Sure. No. So our posting for the Water Patrol is on the Otter Tail County website. Or the Sheriff's Office Facebook page. And then for the Posse, we're always looking for more members to help spread the load a little bit. So there you just have to call our non-emergency number and just tell them you're interested in the Posse and they'll get you to the right person.
All right, awesome. Reed Reinbold with the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Department coming in once a month to talk with us. Reed, anything else you want to chat about with the Sheriff's Office? Anything going on? Any reminders you have for people as they get ready for some springtime weather? Just maybe anything in between?
Well, I guess one thing I'd mention is as people start coming back and getting into their cabins, unfortunately, that's when a lot of our burglaries get reported because people haven't been back to their cabins over the winter and they come and find that somebody has broken in. I guess we would just ask you to call right away. Don't touch anything. Let us come and investigate and see what we can do to help you.
All right. Reed Reinbold with the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office. Again, stopping in with us once a month. Reed, always great to have you up in studio, and we look forward to chatting with you next month when hopefully all the snow is gone, things are dried up, and we can start talking about summertime.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you.
All right. Reed Reinbold with the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office. If you missed any part of this interview, you can head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com. That link will be coming up shortly as well. We'll have a post on the KWAD Facebook page for all of the information as well.